Hey, this is Dan, and you are listening to the Moravian Church Without Walls Daily Text Podcast. Well, as you may have heard from our previous episodes, we are counting down the days to when we will stop this format of the show. So November 13th, the Moravian holiday, when Christ chose to be the chief elder of the Moravian Church, that is when we are concluding the podcast. And so you will hear, of course, my voice, as you are now. You'll hear Justin do some of these final episodes. You'll hear some other people come back that have done previous episodes that will do one final episode. And if you want to be a guest reader to read and reflect on the daily text here, this is your shot. Go to dailytextpodcast.org and learn everything you need to know about doing that. And we'd love to have you on one of these final episodes. Today is Friday, October 23rd, and the daily text for today comes from Isaiah 55, verse 3. I will make with you an everlasting covenant. And the teaching text, a little bit longer than that, but still good, comes from Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will, working among us that which is pleasing in his sight. Well, there are some people out there today that are celebrating a holiday that I wasn't familiar with. Today is National Croc Day. Yeah, Crocs, like those shoes that you wear. I don't have Crocs, so if you do, could you wear them for me and observe this day on my behalf? I'd be grateful. No, but really, today the daily text is talking about covenants. And the great thing about this is that no matter if you have Crocs or don't have Crocs, it doesn't matter who you are, God has chosen you to be in a covenant relationship with. And that's, it's kind of a neat thing. You know, for Moravians, covenant is a really important word. If you want to know more about it, I would suggest you look at the YouTube video that the Bible Project put together on covenants. Just search Bible Project the Covenant. No, they're not a sponsor, but it's just a really great video and a great understanding. They suggest that a covenant is more like a partnership and almost like a working relationship. So it's not that we're just pawns, you know, that God is playing with in life. It's not that we are so far beneath God, you know, that we are just subject to him all the time. And you know, of course, I'm not saying we're better than God with that either, but in a covenant, this is more like a partnership, maybe even almost like a business relationship. So instead of God's pawn, we are God's co-worker. It brings back some of the holiness of the image of God in which we were created to be, and gives us a new sense of responsibility if we look at things like that, right? We are responsible for bringing God's love and grace and peace into the world. Like we are partnering with God to do this, and partnering with God to create a world that is God's kingdom. That's a lot of responsibility there. That's a really high role to live up to. And so I pray that we might be blessed to continue to do that for God. That each time we share God's love, we are living out our partnership with the God above. So thanks be to God for that wonderful relationship and choosing us out of grace to be co-workers. May we be blessed to continue the work of ministry each and every day, no matter where we are, no matter who we are, no matter what we're wearing on our feet. So let us pray. God, thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, who came to save us all. You gave us the promise of eternal life if we believe and follow your word. Amen.
The 2020 Moravian Daily Text that you heard today is copyright 2019 IBOC Moravian Church in America and used with permission. If you want to get a copy of the Moravian Daily Text, learn more about the Moravian Church or this tradition, visit moravian.org. You're listening to MC 1457, The Lamb.